Vandeham. Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paskadya Deshatarine
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva,
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva,
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Stotras Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. ISKCON Samstapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Acharya Stotras Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Today, we have been chanting the holy name from the morning, say 9 o'clock, and we will continue until 9 o'clock tonight. The chanting of the holy name is the most important spiritual activity in the present age of Kali Yuga. According to Vedic scripture, there are four different ages that repeat like the four seasons. And in each age, a different process of self-realization or God-realization is recommended. And in the present age of Kali Yuga, the recommended method is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. One should chant the holy names of Sri Hari, Krishna. There is no other way for success in the present age. This repetition, chant, is for emphasis. And the same applies to there is no other way, no other way, no other way. You cannot achieve success by meditation, as in Sattva Yuga. One cannot attain success by performance of elaborate sacrifice, as in Treta Yuga. One cannot achieve success by gorgeous temple worship, as in Dwapara Yuga. But one can attain success only by chanting the holy names. So I will read one, well, part of a purport. One of the great authorities in Krishna consciousness is Prahlad Maharaj. And when his father asked him what was the best thing that he had learned, Prahlad replied, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. The nine processes of devotional service. And these, one who engages in these processes is a devotee. One who engages continuously in these processes is called a devotee. So this purport in Srila Prabhupada discusses the general principle of bhakti and then each of the nine items. And the purport is quite elaborate, and Srila Prabhupada follows to a large extent Srila Jiva Goswami's discussion of the nine processes in the Bhakti Sandarbha. So the purport is verse and purport are 15 pages long. But we'll just read what Srila Prabhupada says about kirtanam. But can we get some more light? Kirtanam. The hearing of the holy name has been described above as Shravanam. Now, let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. That needs to be discussed what that means. But it should be loud enough so that you can hear it and others can hear it. And the main thing that we want to hear, of course, is the holy name. The musical instruments can be used to support the chanting and hearing of the holy name, but they should not eclipse the chanting and hearing of the holy name. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame, he began traveling all over the world chanting the holy name of the Lord. without shame. Once, I mentioned to Srila Prabhupada that when I went out to preach, to meet people in Bombay, I liked to chant loudly. But sometimes I wasn't sure if it was appropriate. Like sometimes we would get in the lift or elevator. And he said, what is the harm if you chant Hare Krishna loudly? What is the difficulty? And in the trains, when we would take the commuter trains from Andheri or Villaparla to Churchgate, people used to join us. It was like it became a regular feature to join the devotees in chanting Hare Krishna. But not everyone will appreciate, but that's not the point. The point is, as it is said of Narada Muni, he traveled and chanted the holy name without shame. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Api Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respects to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit. Classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities, the chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life, for one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative source of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short living, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions, and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes such as yajna, dana, tapa, and kriya, sacrifices, charity, and so on, are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, Kalona steva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful. But especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brijat. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. This has become very common now, especially in yoga circles and with the rise of kirtan in the yoga circles. There are quite a few different mantras and you could say combinations of mantras put together in creative and artistic ways. But Srila Prabhupada says, one should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows. Now, many of you have been chanting today. Many of you have been chanting for years. And many of you have been attending discussions of the science of bhakti yoga. So we are going to give you a very little quiz to see if you know what the 10 offenses are. So, one, what is the first offense? You can raise your hands if you don't know. Otherwise, I'll call on you. Yes? Huh? I know you know. You didn't raise your hand. What is the first offense? Yes. I'll read what it says here. To blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. Two. If you don't know, raise your hand. This gentleman, well, okay. Yes. To consider the name of Lord Shiva or any demigod to be equally powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. Three. Three, to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. Four. Yes, in the back. Sorry? To blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. Five. Raise your hand if you know the answer. Yes. Yes, you. Yes. To consider the glories of the holy name of the Lord to be exaggeration. Next. Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Leela and Nitai together. Oops. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way. Next. All right, we've come to this stage. We're not even going to ask you what order. If anyone can think of any of the remaining offenses, we will entertain it. Yes. Yes. To instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. And they're explained differently. The way she explained it, and many devotees have explained the offenses, is according to the version in the Nectar of Devotion. And it's explained or worded a little differently here, and I thought it's good to hear the different wording to make us think about it a little more. All right, we're getting down to the end. Yes, Rukmini Priya. Yes. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Word for word. Exactly the same. Yes. To compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities. This could be a very suspenseful television quiz show. So, yes, we have a winner. Now, the last of the 10 offenses. Yes, sir.
Do not have faith in the holy name after hearing of the words.
And? Yes. The Nectar Devotion says not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on the matter. And here the explanation is not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. Now listen very carefully to how we can remedy the situation if we commit offenses. Listen to this very carefully. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. Pretty funny. It's not funny. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name, what? This is the most important. First thing is to know the offenses and avoid them. But then the next thing is, if willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly, you do commit offense, what do you do? Yes. Yes! Yes, we have a winner. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free from offenses, and then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are different stages in chanting. And we want to come to the pure stage. And when we chant in the pure stage, we can develop love for Krishna and associate with Krishna directly. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav,
what?
What if you commit an offense against a Vaishnav? What do you do? This is a special category of offense against the holy name. It's a special category of nam aparad. And there's a specific remedy besides just continuous chanting of the holy name. Someone else. You want to give others a chance. What do you do? Nitai Leela? One should beg forgiveness for one's offense. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, he should submit to that Vaishnav and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. Quote, I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed an offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. You are so kind, however, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. End quote. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers in glorification of the holy name. The essence of this activity, if you will, or this process, is to regard the holy name as a person, as Krishna. And just as if you offend a person, you go to the person, you submit yourself to the person, you beg to be excused. So in the same way, if we are offensive to the holy name, and if we really observe ourselves closely, we will see that we do commit offenses, then we should submit ourselves to the holy name as a person, just as we would submit ourselves to a Vaishnav that we offend. And we should also, as Prabhupada says, we should offer our desires to the holy name, or submit our desires to the holy name. Our desire to chant without offense. Our desire to purify our hearts. Our desire to develop love for Radha and Krishna. We should submit our desires to the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And one should offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ayi Mukta Kulai Upasyamanam. I won't even ask if anyone knows that one, but it is a line from Srila Rupa Goswami's prayer called Srinamastika. So there are prayers in glorification of the holy name. And one should read those prayers. One should recite those prayers. It's part of the process. Jai Shri Shri Radha Kala Chanji Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. And then there's another one, some of you might know, Nivritta Tarsar Upagiya Manan. It's from, you know? From the beginning of the 10th canto, that who except a killer of his own soul will not be attracted to glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ayi Mukta, what are you saying? Oh, it's that Oharinam, all of those Oharinam, the tips of your toes are worshipped by the radiant string of gems known as the Upanishads. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. Hare Krishna.